There's a lot of outside markets that are kind of filtering into what we're seeing in the trade today, and this is going to happen through the rest of the week. Good afternoon. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. As Mike Suzzolo joins us today, Mike is with Global Commodity Analytics. And you know, Mike, as you look at just the pressures that built over the three-day holiday weekend, add to the fact that end of week we've got an Outlook Forum. There's a lot of market movers that are going to be happening in the trade this week.
Yeah, and it's interesting because this is one of those weeks where it kind of feels like let the volatility begin. You know, we're talking on Mardi Gras, on Fat Tuesday, and we've got a couple markets like the live cattle and the soybeans that are trying to participate and celebrate Mardi Gras. But to me, Susan, it kind of feels like that we've got about 3 months of data and geopolitics to cram and compress into 4 days of trading. And what I mean by that is I think it's going to be a terrifically volatile week, by my account anyway. And I think it started with Tuesday's trade coming back from the long holiday weekend. And the news stories that were kind of chosen to be traded by the futures market in the energy complex. And what I mean by that is we've had these U.S.-Iranian negotiations going on, and there were two headlines that came out within about 2 hours of one another. One said that Iran was going to shut down part of the Strait of Hormuz, where 20% of the global oil flows by sea. And the other story was that the U.S. and Iran were making headway on their talks. And so we saw the market clearly take the second headline and the second story that the U.S. and Iran were making headway on their talks. But I feel like it's going to be one of those weeks where we could flip this very, very quickly if things don't go very, very right. And we've got that. We've got Supreme Court. We've got USDA's Ag Forum. We've got the government shutdown now that we have to deal with. And we've got the Chinese Lunar New Year. I mean, I could go on and on and on. It seems like we're already living in such a crazy world right now, but this week seems to be even extra so.
Well, as you look at that, and I mean, Ag Outlook is going to be more of a headline chaser, I think, from the perspective as they talk about potential numbers, because there's no concrete information yet, because that'll come in the planning intentions next month. So as you look at that, how much of an influence could Thursday and Friday play into the trade heading into the weekend?
Yeah, I think you're 100% right, but unfortunately, I think it could play a much heavier role than normal just because we've set it up that way. And how I mean that is, I don't think after talking to USDA after this past WASDE report, they're going to back off the 98.8 million corn acres from this past year. And I've got an 87.5 million bean acreage number for 25-26 that I'm utilizing for my spreadsheets up against the 93 million corn acreage base, essentially rotating back into soybeans. And it may seem like that's a little bit odd, but in 2022, we did 87.5. In 2024, we did 87.3. It's not hard at all to see an 87.5 acreage base for soybeans coming on Thursday, Friday when those forum numbers come out. And if we would do that, I think we could be pushing upwards of 450 million bushels of ending stocks for new crop soybeans. And so it really calls into question this big move in the soybeans, with the Nove beans against the Dease corn hitting the highest ratio since mid-2024. We're essentially buying bean acres right now, and we're not sure we really need to. And this is the other shoe that I think is going to drop at the baseline projections meeting, Susan, and that is the soybean oil demand for renewable diesel. I think this has been the heart and soul of the soybeans being able to rally against a big Brazil crop, limited weather fears. Year to date, the meal market, for instance, is only up 0.5%. The bean oil year to date is up over 40%. And kind of put the icing on the cake, when we saw the NOPA crush numbers on Tuesday, we had the highest January ever crush number of 221.6 million bushels, but soybean oil stocks also up almost 50% from a year ago today. And it's the biggest since April 2023. So why are we up, you know, 40, almost 45% year to date in bean oil? And I think it goes right back to that renewable diesel.
So pun intended when I say this, on this Fat Tuesday, we see new highs in the fat cattle.
Yes, I love it. And it's great because we could see last week the fat cattle were trying to go higher, but the feeders and the hogs were not allowing that to happen. And we still had a very super strong cash market. We had cuts that were counter seasonally going higher, and that gave us a register of what, 248, 249 for Texas cattle at the end of the week. So Tuesday, Mardi Gras happened. The feeder corn ratio went back in support of the feeders, which then went back in support of the fats. And we also saw USDA propose a speed up of pork and poultry line speeds on modernized meat packing lines. And I think that actually gave the market a little bit more of a jolt as well to the upside, with the recognition that our supplies are that tight. So we see that 247 high on Tuesday as we went into the close, brand new record high. But now the next target, I think, would be the February contract highs for the February futures, which is up around 250.20. There's a gap between 247 and 250 area that I think the market may want to set its sights on next.
So as you talk about the volatility of this week ahead, in a shortened week because of yesterday's holiday, how do you make lemonade out of the lemons that are being tossed at these producers and growers?
Yeah, we hope there's some sugar in the lemons to make the lemonade. And I think it really goes back to where we ended last week before the holiday. Corn, beans, and wheat were all up against extremely critical resistance levels. 435, 445 corn, 1135, 1145 soybeans, 535, 545 soft red wheat. And those, I think, are the numbers to be watching as we close out Friday's trade, especially for the beans and for the wheat, because those two numbers for soybeans and wheat, we have not seen a weekly close above that 1145 number in beans or the 545 number in soft red wheat since mid to late 2024. So mid-July and or early July and early October for those two. So if we could clear those levels, Susan, I think it would be a signal to me that we've got something to work with and we don't have to keep watching the beans try and pull the corn and wheat higher. Instead, maybe we've got something to work with where they're all three wanting to go higher together.
All right. Sounds good. Mike Zuzulo joining us today. A quick reminder that commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss not suitable to all investors. That is the Tuesday market wrap-up right here on the American Ag Network.